So I turned 31 back in September of last year. Not been that long. What is that? October, November, December, January, February, March. God, it's already been 6 months since I turned 31. Jesus Christ, I'm getting old. Time is going by faster. That's the way it is. I mean, pretty much I've found that to be true. The older I've gotten, the faster time goes by. Being 31, thought I would have had a kid by now. Not me personally. I'm a guy, so I can't give birth, but I can definitely give my seed, impregnating a woman, and she would give birth, obviously. I thought I would have been a dad by now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I know a lot of people. I don't know, actually. Fuck it. I don't know. I mean, in my mind, there's a couple possibilities, right? There's, I didn't plan to have kids, and now I have kids. Or there's people who are like, I wanted to have kids, and I had kids. And then there's people who say, I didn't want to have kids, and I don't have kids. My question, I guess, is how many people wanted to have kids that still don't? And I'm sure that number is astronomical. I'm sure it is. I know I'm not alone on that. So this isn't a pity party thing. It's not about that. I guess this podcast is more about, for me, the further away I get from having kids, the less likely it seems to happen. Or is going to happen. And that's fine. I mean, it is and it isn't, you know, it is in the sense because I can't change that, you know, I can't change the fact that I'm not dating anybody and that I'm not having sex with anybody. I can't change that, right? I mean, I can try, I can do my part to put myself out there and be an eligible bachelor, someone who is sought after by the female population. However, results have been slim pickings lately. In fact, nilch. Zilch, nilch. Well, gilch. And gilch is not a word. Neither is nilch. Zilch is a word. So I'm going to use zilch ultimately. And again, that's not the point. I'm not on here to be like, I'm not getting any. That's not what I'm here to say. What I'm here to say is that it's odd. It's not odd. It's just it's an odd feeling is what it is. It's an odd feeling, kind of like what I would imagine vertigo would feel like. You don't know if you're going up or down. You're clearly going one way or the other. Because in my mind, I still very much would like to be a father right now, today, at this very moment. If some woman called me up and was like, I'm pregnant with your kid, I would be stoked. I would be so happy. But I have not received that call today, nor do I really foresee that happening today. And that's, again, I'm not going to jump off a bridge. I'm not going to kill myself because of that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep surviving. I'm going to keep living. And it's going to be all right. Hold on, let me try to light this pipe tobacco again here. I'm going to step inside real quick. In fact, you can tell I'm like, arg, matey. Or to light me pipe tobacco. And of course, my pipe is clogged. I'm actually smoking out of like an actual pipe tobacco thing. Something the old British people used to hold back in the 50s and 60s. But getting back to what I'm trying to say is that it's just it's strange. And I don't know if I'm going to have kids. That's the strangest part. Or if I'm going to be a father. I don't know if I'm going to be a father. You know what I mean? And I want that. So the further I grow from that, the more that doesn't happen, it's kind of depressing too. And not in a sense where, again, I'm not that depressed about it, but it's depressing. Would I adopt? Sure. Probably need to be with someone first for that to happen, to be an eligible person to adopt, which again, I'm not, but, it's strange. My life doesn't stop, but the life of someone else that I wanted to bring into this world, help bring into this world, has stopped for now. And so the population of people who want kids and don't have them, I don't know. I guess keep your head up, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe not. Maybe it'll never happen. But it's just it's a strange sensation to want to have, to be a father or a mother and not have that opportunity, regardless. And it just carries over into my everyday life with even romantic relationships of like, why am I not clicking with women? You know, why am I not in boyfriend, girlfriend kind of relationships with a woman? And I don't know. I can't give you an answer for that, really. I'm sure there's things I could do to improve, but I look at most people in relationships and they're not perfect. You know what I mean? Like, they're still flawed and they're together. You know, like, they're in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife, whatever, partners, whatever. And it could be man and man or woman and woman. It doesn't have to be man and woman. You know, if it's two men or two women, same thing, you know, I mean, it's like, what am I doing wrong? You know, what am I not putting out on the table to be in a relationship? So, that's kind of what it comes down to. I don't know, you know, there's really no good answer to that. I think about this shit, you know, this is shit I think about, man. And, on a daily basis. So I figured I'd put that out there to you guys, to the world, so you can think about it. And maybe it's the same for you. But you know, again, I'm not crying about it. It's just like, what could I do better? You know, or what could I do differently to, would that change? Would that make the difference? I don't know. Anyways, it's just me just like talking, asking questions out loud, basically, for myself and maybe for other people. Anyways, that is all. So I will see you next time. Peace.